High school students from Germany and Hungary have won the 15th European Union contest for young scientists in Budapest with inspired projects ranging from plasma loudspeakers and genetic engineering to the unique inexpensive microscope. The competition included entries from about 40 countries, mostly from Europe, but also from China, Japan, Korea and the United States. Genetic engineering to determine intracellular pH might not be the hobby of most teenagers, but it is a major preoccupation for 19-year-old Jana Ivanice from Germany. Her enthusiasm for this project was rewarded by a jury with one of the top prizes at this year's EU contest for young scientists. The $6,000 in prize money, she says, will go straight back into her research.
I will continue working on my project and establish the simple organism I worked at as a model for signal transduction for communication between cells. Maybe it will encourage more girls or young women to participate in science. It's definitely necessary.
Her love for science is shared by 18-year-old German Uwe Treske, who developed a low-cost scanning tunneling microscope. The jury was so impressed with the microscope, which Mr. Treske says will cost about $50 to make, it gave him the top prize in physics.
Other professional instruments cost 20,000 and more. And yeah, there are many self-construction projects in the internet, but they cost 1,000 euros and more too.
Several companies, also impressed with what they saw in this year's competition, have already approached some of the young scientists with business propositions. One of them is 19-year-old Hungarian Gábor Németh. He won the top prize for his advances in the development of plasma loudspeakers, which could make music sound better than anything else in existence today.
If the technology is better than now, maybe then at home you can hear plasma speakers.
Did you already receive orders from companies?
Yes, of course, from Germany and from Hungary, of course, and another countries, but I'm too young.
Legal experts agree the young inventors should be cautious in signing any business agreements. The head of the European Patent Office, Jan Steenbakker, warned the youngsters to seek advice before signing anything. Nobel laureate Ivar Jaeger, who came to Budapest to inspect the projects, says he is impressed with much of what he saw. But the Norwegian-American says not all contributions were all that noteworthy.
For me, the projects are very uneven. Some are really superb and some are not so good. And I'm a science judge in many contests in the United States. And what I sometimes worry about how much the father and mother has contributed to the project.
Mr. Jaeger, who was the joint winner of the 1973 Nobel Prize in Physics, says he is also concerned about the diminishing interest in science among the young.
The sports people now have taken over. I am going to Norway. You have to be a soccer player in Norway, otherwise nobody talks to you. So I think young people have many more opportunities now. And the other thing was people like to do, I see my grandchildren. They like to be singers and guitar players. And that's even easier than being a soccer player because they don't have to train, you know. And the enrollment on science, I'm familiar with the University of Oslo and also universities in the United States, has actually gone down. And the United States, to a large extent, could not exist if we didn't have all the foreign students coming.
The Director General of Research at the European Commission, Achilleos Mitsos, shares Mr. Jaeger's skepticism and suggests more needs to be done to dispel the image of scientists as oddballs spending their lives in obscure research. Stefan Bos for VOA News,